Alrighty, folks, how are y'all doing? How are y'all doing? Welcome back to another episode of Practical Spiritual Advice by Infinite You, which is me, which is you, which is we. So buckle up, five-point harness yourself together. We're going on a ride. This will be a dreamscape. Well, my name is Harold Aho now. I am your host for today. I'm the host of this show. As a matter of fact, aren't I? Sometimes I'm the co-host. If you have listened to our other episodes, Amber is with me sometimes, and we'll share a story. So today it's just me, and today is, what is today? Let me see if I can, today's the 29th. Actually, let me just double check. Yeah, today's the 29th of March. We are a few days away from the totality eclipse, 4/8/2024. So, I mean, we're basically in the energies of eclipse season. And for those that have been listening, if you're new to this channel, the way that I like to operate, and the way that I have been operating is, it's kind of like a mirroring thing. It's a monkey see, monkey do. It's, let me inspire you to inspire them. Let's get you to a place of knowing who and what you are. And the way that I can express that to someone else is by showing up for myself and discovering more of who and what I am. And, really a fan of the human design chart. I use the galactic calendar or dream spell calendar often in my life. I wouldn't say it's 100% embedded and what I go by. We're in the transitionary phase of one timeline, which would be the Gregorian timeline, into this. What I see as part of my future is the galactic calendar. I am an organite pendant maker. I do make pyramids and other stuff. I don't really make a lot of the pyramid things. I like to make the organite pendants. I truly do believe that my pendants are the most powerful pendants on the planet at this time. And I put stones that nobody has put inside of their pendants in alchemy that has over 77 crystals inside of one device. You can check out our Etsy shop at etsy.com/shop/infinite you, and you is spelled out YOU, 11/22/77. Follow the links, and you can also find and have access to all of what we do at infiniteyou.info. And soon we'll be releasing another website, which will turn into an app. And so we have a lot of things cooking, and you know what I wanted to talk about today as we really gear up for this eclipse is. This eclipse that's coming up, and what it's taken to get here, and all the pivoting, and you know the dreams that I had, and the ideas and the projects that I wanted to put forth, you know, didn't manifest in the way that I wanted them to, and you know a lot of them haven't manifested at all, and truly remain as my dreams at this point. And I know somewhere they do exist, and you know, it gets tough to have dreams that could truly help humanity, and the one thing holding you back is your ability to pull back your amazing story so others can understand it. And for my eyes and my perspective, it pulls all prophecies together for the most part. I mean, I can say that I know all prophecies in my state of awareness at this point in time, but the way things are panning out, it seems like that would be a running course. Just, you know, even in, if you were to look into a prophecy and it doesn't talk about this specifically, it might be the way that it's being decoded, and the information that has filtered itself through into where we can have access to it completely. And that gets me to the point of what my mission was. And you know, honestly, I think this is just going to be a little catching up podcast. This is going to be a long one. I don't know what I'll name it. Maybe I'll call it catch up. But so I had a lot of dreams. And I don't remember every part of every podcast that I put out, but if you follow my TikTok, my Instagram, my Facebook, you'll see there were a lot of things that I wanted to do. I wanted to have a 10-day long spiritual fiesta for San Antonio. I wanted to guide many people to help build gardens for our children in schools, and I wanted to sell millions of glasses to purchase property and land for my community, my tribe, and my family, my children. And I saw it all. I saw it all play out. I saw it play out logistically, all these things. But as we dove in and started maneuvering through what it actually takes to do all the things, I mean, there's just a lot. And a lot of that, and anybody from the outside looking in be like, yeah, dude, that already was a lot. As soon as you said that, I started thinking about this and that and that and that and that. You have to understand, my frame of thought is there are organizations and people that exist that come together and take care of certain projects, and I'm a natural born leader, and it just sucks when everybody is all discombobulated. How are you going to get all the people in line to do the things if they don't even know who they are? So that's where we're at, and that's what I saw. And I was led to places because of my mission to find more synchronicities and more prophetic signs that are physical. That are like, if you're watching a movie and you're like, yo, where's this evil palace at that has the fucking energy towers popping off with this and that? I mean, like, it's right over there. It's in Port San Antonio. It's called Techport Arena. Boeing owns it. And the name of the owner is, you know, I get, they're here. I went there, and, you know, then you step into, hey, let's go learn more about how to build a business model and get our pitch deck out, a digital representation of your business model, where whoever you're pitching to, that's what a pitch deck, for those that are not in the business world or have not heard of that term. Those that are, we're flowing here. So we're as Infinite You, and what my mission has been to accomplish these goals of helping as many people as I can on this planet discover who and what they are, so that way themselves can find the answers through the connection of their higher self. Because when you start the questions, the answers come back, and it is the way it is. There is a cause and effect, and when you create a question, an answer responds. And so it's almost the same idea that I've heard Bashar say, for, you know, if anybody knows who Bashar is, go look him up, whatever. Daryl Anka. So Bashar is saying that if you have a gift, then there is someone ready to receive it. So if you have an answer, there is someone ready to receive it. If you have a question, then there is an answer for you. This is the yin and the yang. And it's not so much the duality, because what happens from those dualistic nature of things, of when you bring those things together, you have creation. You have a next set of information. So it's a fractalized, it's a fractal system, it's a holographic system. Everything within the micro is contained within the macro and vice versa. And so as I bring this beautiful story of transformation as an idea and as my voice decree into the holographic matrix as a vibration and a tone, then that vibration and tone is received in whatever way it is, but at the end of the day, it must be received in a state of coherence in some form or fashion, because those are the answers. And the answers will show you that you are inherently the answer and the question combined, and you are the creation and the creator combined. And so as I, you know, took these physical steps to show up for my physical self with my spiritual self, and, you know, we're creating a business plan and a model that has a revenue stream that actually supports what I want to do in its formation, right? Like, it has enough of a revenue stream where I'm like, yo, this thing could bring in millions of dollars a month once we get it to this specific point, and to look at it as with a sliding scale, and to know what happens when you adjust numbers here and there and have it all equate is what we've been dialing in. And so we joined an organization here in San Antonio named Geekdom, and they help tech startups and entrepreneurs and founders get their business off the ground, sometimes find funding, surround you with mentors and workshops and all kinds of feedback, so you can fine-tooth your business and figure it out, what your niche is, who your customers are, what the problem you're solving, how to build a revenue stream, how to show your traction, all the things, you know, that any business that has a business plan had to go, you know, and found investment money had to go through to get to where they're at. And there's a lot of things that have you going through what you are actually creating and what it means, and to have a mission statement and have a vision statement, and, you know, have goals, and have, you know, to take a look back and see what traction you've created. I had to go back and look at what Infinite You Wellness Plus Synergy has done and what it is. And at the end of the day, we want to help the most amount of people with the least amount of... I'm not going to add that in. I'm just fucking around right now. Well, not with the least amount of effort, but if you can automate something and you just have to really maintain that software, that hardware, that system that people can easily find themselves in and then discover themselves, this is what all this has led me to. But part of it is also led me to, you know, trying to throw an event and lead me to Techport Arena, right? Where I'm looking at Tesla towers hanging from the ceiling on one end of the building and Tesla towers, you know, right side up on the other side of the building. You put that together. And then go to their, what kind of music they played there and who they have booked coming, going forward. And you tell me what you think. I'm just saying, these are really good hints, folks. These are some really good hints. And if you're in the San Antonio area and you went into SAMSAT, which is San Antonio Museum of Science and Technology, which is also Port San Antonio, inside Port San Antonio, inside Techport Arena, you'll see with your own eyes. And it's not hidden. It's right there. I've got videos, but they won't, I don't, for whatever reason, my information is not pushed, and so I've pulled back, but I still must create this content in the form of showing you what I found and what I have done, and hope that there's some inspiration for you to go see for your own eyes and look up. These are real tangible things that you can discover now, that exist now. Like, not like looking, reading books of the past and trying to figure it out from something that you will never be able to find again. I can show you the real places and people and things and names to tie it all together and show you how San Antonio is a prophecy city and it's a cosmic city and it has always been that way. Where at least for 12,000 years, it has been, you know, had this information set that is to align humans from all cultures and beliefs and have them experience nature. And in 1900, the water stopped flowing naturally in the San Antonio River. And we don't have this beautiful place that it once was. It is lined with concrete, and waterways have turned to ditches and trash. When it rains, goes play. I have solutions. We have some things where we can use technology and we can solve a lot of these issues that we are looking at with trash and how we grow our food and where water goes and how we can harvest it and slow it down and use it and use it multiple times and work with Mother Nature. And you know, for over 2 years now, my whole story has been connected to these cosmic alignments. And so I've been working with the planets and the stars, you know, whether it's researching what they mean, where they go, that's working with the energy of it. And, you know, it, in its subtle ways, it's not like, look, I'm going to go look at the moon. You know, I don't even know how that would look for a scientist to compartmentalize it and approach it in a systematic way. Mine is not done that way. Mine is in stories. Mine is in my movements in this holographic matrix, this 3D spatial, you know, geometry that we are in right now from this perspective, and seeing how when I triangulate myself, I get a different perspective. And when I move here, there's a different energy signature. And if I take a deeper breath and align it with my intentions, and I go and I move into these places. And for those that have been watching and listening, you know, my my three pillars of manifestation are intention, breath, and movement. As I've got 2-2-2-2-2, like twos all across my phone right now. It's 2:22 in the afternoon, and I've got 22% on my phone as I'm charging up. So, and the other thing, don't hold your phone if you have it plugged in. Disconnect from it as much as you can. Don't hold it. Put the mic on. Don't have it by your head. Grow food. There's a journey and there's a process, and my process is not the same as everyone's process. And that's the beauty of what the system that we are going to be releasing and and all those dreams of this 10-day long spiritual fiesta across San Antonio and building gardens and schools and all that stuff I can inspire through what we've created. This, it's a software. It is going to be hardware. It is a new wear. It's your underwear. It's going to be an app. That could also be a game eventually. And will be almost like a digital hub for people to find the tangible things to do, because it's built to inspire. It's built to connect you to your holographic template, the stars and the alignments and your transits, your galactic signature, the galactic calendar, your energy as you go through this 3D spatial matrix, and then your story. That's where I'm just guiding and saying, here, if you look at these things as you tell your story, you might find something. And, you know, don't forget to just look over here. You can see this and let you know, find out if that resonates. Hey, you can look over there and, you know, see if this ever starts talking to you. And it comes in the form of colors, tones, you know, channels and gates, and how we collectively intersect with each other. You know, when our auras connect, there's mechanics that go on, and there's good mechanic. I'm going to use these words, but we'll just say it the way it translates is to what the holographic being would translate to a negative or a positive experience. And that would be if the mechanics are, you know, coming together to show, in the deeper sense of you of one or the other discovering later on, like, oh, that happened because of that. And so you can look back through these experiences and see some of the mechanics when they're in their self theme and when they're in their not self theme, when you're aligned to a location or when you're not aligned to a location, or not necessarily aligned or not aligned, but like what that location was built to serve for you inherently. And then sometimes when you come through in a combination with others, and there's sequences of events that are happening, and when you start to dive deeper into your personal story and know the underlying cosmic slipstream of information that was going on through your human design, astrocartography, and your galactic calendar / signature, maybe even throw in some Schumann resonance along with solar eclipse paths, ley lines, sacred sites. These all hold combinations of information. And so when you can look at all these different combinations, it equates to an experience. And so on a holographic sense, you are traversing time and space itself. And I have discovered a way with these systems that I just mentioned, and I know more will come out. And then also not just those systems, but the way that you experience the systems and interact with it, the UX, the user experience. And this is what we're creating, is a system for you. It's the infinite you journey. And I am extremely proud of what it hasn't even been released yet. I'm so proud of what this thing has become in my head and in my heart, and how many people potentially it could help. It could revolutionize the way someone discovers themselves as they go through a spiritual awakening and find themselves on one side of, you know, their destiny to the truest sense of what it means for them to just be. And if we knew what we were or what we are, we'd have a better sense of what it means to just be. And I think that's very important with this human evolution, and for us to come together and actually build this world in the state of knowing who and what we are and what our potential and our possibilities are as we come together in combination and sequences of events that create an experience. We can sync up together to create the experience if we go back and look at what has produced what we are desiring to produce. And then look at the beings that were connected and what energy signatures they held and what time frames and what space they did it at. You know, there's so many factors, but we have all the charts. We have all the data. Are the tools to find the data. And so what Infinite You is doing, and nobody else has put this, there's nothing. Everything's separate. All these charts, all these things are all separate. And there's some things I will not have in here because I don't resonate with them. This is the Infinite You journey, and hey, it's coming out from me and it's my experience, but I know that when I put this together, it would help me to tell my story through this, because that's one of the other overlapping factors that you will be able to add into your own personal story with this app that we're creating, is the Infinite You journey. And to see what I've seen, I'm going to revisit all these places, and I'm going to take a 360 camera and a drone, and we're going to put, you know, this journey together in a very entertaining and exciting way that you'll be able to experience, and your soul will want more of it, and then we'll put it on the map where you can go find more of it. And there's places and people and organizations and events popping up all over the planet that are, you know, inherently for your soul to relax and be in a state of ease and, you know, provide all the spiritual nourishment and sustenance. And there are a lot of people and organizations and groups and projects that have been working for decades to refine what they're offering to the community. And when we get to the point of the financial resources and the other resources that are soon to be abundantly flowing as we go through this magical portal of the totality eclipse, and millions come together and dance along a cosmic path that is aligned with utopia, enchanted, miracle, free energy, crystal beds, sacred sites, and just human souls dancing and living life and being, you know, not and being completely connected to the cosmos and the planet that they are on. They're all walking away with the story. And so Infinite You will be here to help guide them back into that heart space, and then to experience more, because not only are we creating this for people to find each other, but also to show off the people that have found themselves and offer gifts such as permaculture and off-grid living techniques, and inspire the change that we wish to see in the world, and provide those resources in not just a digital way, but like these are real human beings that are boots on the ground, not just talking about it, not just trying to sell you something. Within this app, we want to offer as many resources that we can to make it where it's just a no-brainer to pay whatever we come up with. But the numbers that we have right now are an initial buy-in of $11 gets you lifetime membership at the basic information that we have that we're going to add to it, and tools, and we'll keep progressing that and make it, you know, so awesome just to get in on that $11 price. But then we plan on having a $7 a month payment, and then eventually when we add in some more technology to assist people in their storytelling and create this to a space of like the new Facebook or social media that's built off of real people and real things and real ideas that are not just theories and not other people's information. The only thing allowed is going to be someone's personal story and how they can tell it and where it veers off from there, or their personal dreamscape, which would be the new way of doing a vision board. That could be a digital 3D space that you create that has, you know, the the dream life that you're, you know, wanting to create, and then, you know, with the algorithms, you know, our assistant, your personal assistant, can look at where you are through your stories and where you want to go, and if we're all connected, it could see the resources that everybody has and help us connect ourselves to accomplish these projects and stuff. So it'll be a forum. It'll be a place for digital entertainment, leading people to meet personally and inspire. And also at the same time, have your personal living life review maintained in it, so you can see where your story is progressing, and how eventually, like nodal points, you'll see where we're all connected. And so I feel like we've created something that will revolutionize the wellness industry. And I just see it going to infinity and beyond. So I can take people to what I've wanted to create and have that within this app and say, hey, come to the Ring of Fire eclipse in San Antonio. And, you know, so that's what we're doing over here is using all these platforms. And so if you've tagged along for this long and listened to this infinite you journey and this practical application through my living experience. I didn't have my head down in a book reading about it and preaching about it and continually just learning about it. Because I'm a manifesting generator 1-3, I'm built to investigate and experiment. So as my solar plexus gets lit up by something that inspires me, I start to take action on that, or start to speak it out and decree it into the holographic matrix, and the rest of the holographic matrix, like a string on a guitar or a harp, this resonant field is sent out into the ethers, and it is picked up. And whether that person even knows, like this, I've seen this shit take place across the planet, and I'm like, yo, I thought about that, and there it is. And, you know, some people will be like, well, that was our, you can say whatever, But if you're looking at how things come into the field of awareness and that sequence of events, and then if you do it for long enough, you will see that it's actually more of a decree and then a manifestation, it's actually you vibrating to where that exists. So yes, if you're meeting anyone else in that space, that someone said has always been there, yes, you vibrated to the location within the harmonic resonance of the thing that you were desiring. So if you're meeting another being in that space, then yes, for them also, that thing was always there. And all we're doing is just adjusting our own personal frequency and through the lens of our experience and awareness, but also just like paying attention. Pay attention, and you'll see your perspective will dictate what the outcome is. Your view on whatever it is going to dictate this outcome. So that's the last bit of advice. And again, this is Infinite You, Wellness Plus Synergy. I'm your host, Harold Ahonau, practical spiritual advisor and community activist. I help lead you to the fundamentals of what you are as a being and how do you actualize that in your localized community. And then what that means for the community and the reflections that are inherently you as the all source. And so this whole thing is a holographic matrix, baby. Everything's up for grabs. It all depends on your personal frequency. So with that, tune in for the next episode. We want you to love always in all ways.